Hello, hello, hello. What is up, everyone? And welcome back to Masala Talks, a podcast where everything in the world is still a chaos. I'm trying to make sense of it. I mean, honestly, can it make sense? I don't really think so. But I'll give it a try. Today is March 26th, a Thursday. My weekly, well, 2 weeks show is back for another episode. And yes, I still haven't gotten fired. If you got tired of me, well, cry about it. Ha! Yes, I had to rub it into the haters. Anyways, this week has been a long one. I mean, think about it. There was Spider-Man's new trailer, which, like, blew up. 1.1 billion views. That's literally the most watched trailer in human history. That, too, in just 4 days. Which is, like, crazy behavior. Like, bro, it just, at this point, it's not even a fan base. It's, like, a cult, a movement. And Spider-Man's not a hero anymore. He's a global emotional support. Because after all the multiverse stuff, it's back to just Peter being depressed, broke, no money. Okay, it's being a bit too relatable now. But it's gotten back to a grounded Spider-Man story. Because if you guys read the comics, it's like Peter's always broke. He's always fighting people. And he always gets hurt. No Stark money. No Stark money this time to save him. So that's going to be crazy. That's going to be one hell of a watch. And I've watched the trailer like many times. About 10, honestly. And At this point, I'm noticing that the background characters are like, yo, who is that guy? Is he important? Yeah, well, he's swinging across the sky trying to save you. Yes, he is important. And now let's just talk about Tom Holland in this trailer. I mean, Peter Parker is going through it all. The man looks exhausted. He looks broke. I mean, he is broke. He looks like his life is being personally targeted. Well, I mean, he's Spider-Man. He looks like he lives in a basement and probably eats like instant noodles for every single meal. And he's still swinging around New York with like zero recognition. Nobody cares about this man. And it's so crazy that being Spider-Man is like you're sacrificing everything, literally everything. And now the world just like moves on like it's nothing. He's still Spider-Man, but he's invisible. That's like kind of deep if you think about it. But then you remember, rent exists. And you're like, yeah, he's not finished. Yes, you know, rent. Okay, yeah, this is getting awkward. Oh my god, I should move on to the next segment. But I'm too excited about this trailer. Have you guys seen, like, Mark Ruffalo showing up in this story? Like, there's Hulk in this story. The cool part about this is that we think that Mark Ruffalo, who would be playing Dr. Banner, has forgotten about Spider-Man because of the whole Doctor Strange multiversal stuff. But Hulk, on the other hand, which is his alter ego, he might still remember him. Like, imagine, in the movie, it's like, tiny Banner forget about Spider-Man, but me, Hulk, no forget. Oh my god, that's gonna be crazy. And he's also got, like, Punisher, which is already, like, a really insane man who does not want to do teamwork. So, like, he has to solve so many problems. And, like, Spider-Man is, like, thinking about getting hunted. If you, like, see the trailer, he's getting hunted by the Red Hand. And, like, it's getting crazy now. It's getting crazy because he's targeted by the Scorpio. And he's being hunted by the Hand. And I'm pretty sure they're going to put something else also. Because, like, even Sadie Sink is there. And they still haven't shown who she is. Like, what is she? Gwen? Or, like, a detective? Or, like, Jean Grey? Or, like, something completely random? But, like, I genuinely want to know. Because she wasn't even on the trailer. That's pretty damn crazy. Knowing that she came out as a really, really big actress. After the whole Stranger Things thing. It is up to the mark. Her acting skills are so good. And I am so excited to see where they put them in. Now, talking about Project Hail Mary. I mean, guys, have you watched the movie? I went to watch it yesterday. And I'm not gonna lie to you. It went up the expectations. Like, I didn't expect it to hit like that. So it was me and my friends. We just walked into the theater. And it was like a normal day. My birthday. I'm 20 now. And we just sat down. And we were thinking, like, oh, cool. Space movie. Cool. Visuals. Ryan Gosling. He's going to do something good. And he already is one of those actors where it's like, at least when he is there, it's gonna be a decent movie at least, because the bro signs for only good movies. And but it's one of those slow burn movies. You realize once you're invested in it, like, I really don't want to spoil the movie, it's so good, but you get invested in the movie so much, and you get invested in the characters, and you just don't want anyone to die, I guess, in the movie. But if you watch the movie, you guys will really like it. And it's to the point that if someone's even eating popcorn next to you, you're gonna be annoyed. You're gonna be like, shush! Shush, just don't eat it. Just sit there and watch the movie and let me enjoy. It's that good of a movie. Honestly, in my cinema, like the theater I went to, it was dead silent. Where, like, everyone was focused. It was so cool. And I was just, like, sitting over there and I was like, yeah, I understand science. I don't. I don't know what they were talking about half the movie. I mean, I kind of understood. I took chemistry, yes. And physics. Yes, your boy's smart. Don't ask my marks. And honestly, like, this movie makes me, like, the oxygen levels are up. That's a spoiler for you guys. I think it will make sense once you guys watch the movie. But you know what really got to me? It's like the space stuff, the isolation, the pressure, the idea of being completely alone, like being responsible for something bigger than yourself. Gosling played that perfectly. Like, you actually feel the weight of it. You feel the loneliness, the stress, and the moments where if anything went wrong, yeah, there's no backup plan. It just ends. And then I leave the theater, right? I step outside and I'm like, immediately, yes! I never want to go to space. I would complain about the slow Wi-Fi and being like light years away from Earth. Yeah, bro, failure system. Nah, I'm tapping out. I need my people. I need my internet. Okay, before we move on to our sports section, I'm just gonna play some music and you guys can just chill out for a second. All right.